Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on the hierarchy of vibration. It's really all the different levels of vibration in the universe, in all levels of reality, and how it all works based on all levels of vibration. Our intention today is that we may all see the forest and the trees at the same time, which will allow us to actually be able to do better healing and even heal the planet, especially ecosystems. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Let me share my screen. So, first of all, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll find everything that we're doing here. We've got a gong concert, if you're in the area, Friday, February 10th, which is this Friday from 7 to 8:30 with Wayne Marto. It's very cool. Wayne's really cool. He's been doing it a long time. It's really, you'll get blissed out. And then on World Sound Healing Day on February 14th, we're doing a free event online from 3 to 4 p.m., and if you go to soundhealingcenter.com/events, you'll find all the details about it. And so we're just going to be doing some sound and doing some exercises and meditations for the planet. And of course, World Sound Healing Day, there's hundreds of people doing sound on that day around the world. So it's kind of a massive thing. And then we got another concert called Sonic Journey to Realms of Peace, Serenity, and Content on Saturday, March 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Institute here in Sausalito. Some really cool students that have do gongs and bowls and shooty box and chants, and it's really just sweet, really sweet. And then on Sunday, March 5th, we have our open house at the Institute. Free, come in, we'll do... put you on the sound table. We'll do mini meditations to open your heart and also talk about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Our classes at the Institute just started. You could still jump in at mostly Monday and Wednesday nights here in Sausalito. And then half of it's online, so you can do the rest online. And it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and how sound is the basis of vibration, is the basis of everything in the universe, how the whole universe works, and also many skills and techniques so you can open up your own practice or work in different places like therapy centers and hospitals. We're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. So we're very careful about teaching very specific skills and techniques. We also teach how to get really high and really still over and over, so that becomes the norm in your life. High and still, high and still. We also have the whole program online. You could start actually on Tuesday or next Saturday of the week coming up here. And it works really well if you can't make it here. We also do have a summer intensive coming up June 6th through the 16th here in Sausalito from 10 to 9:30 every day. So you could do half the program there, or you could do the whole program online. And it's really effective, actually. We also have our online recording program starting March 7th. I wrote the number one selling book in sound, and not only sound healing, but in audio recording and in producing. And that starts on March 7th, about recording, mixing, and producing. And then we have our voice analysis program software that we sell. And actually, the training's coming up February 11th. If you signed up today, you could still get in, although the deadline was a couple of days ago. And the next one will be in about 2 months. I think it's April 15th, actually. You could also get a treatment with voice analysis for $85 to check it out. And it's all about exactly what frequencies are missing in your system, and we give you a CD and you tone along with it as the remedy. We also have another treatment that we do that's brainwave assessment, where we play each of the 12 notes and then have you tune into which one's most peaceful, and I'm watching as well on Zoom. And then we give you a CD tuned to your MAP metabolism, and delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, and beta for overcoming ADHD. And it's really effective. Also really effective for anxiety, anything neurological, also good for brain injuries and dementia, autism, and even PTSD. We also have our Medical Sound Association meeting coming up February 19th, and that's 10 to 1 Pacific time. We're going to be focusing on sound for strokes in the brain. Go to medicalsoundassociation.com and just click on join, and we'll send you the info. It's free. And we also have their treatment plans for every issue you could imagine, like 30 different issues, 30-page treatment plans that we've been putting together with over 600 doctors and sound therapists over the last couple of years. That's at medicalsoundassociation.com. At soundeducationassociation.com, we're creating a new curriculum for kids. We've got it in many schools. We've also been teaching classes for 3 to 6 year olds, and we're about to blast off into governments around the world with a whole lobbying group. So if you're interested in that, we also have bi-monthly meetings, and that's soundeducationassociation.com. Just click on the contact form and you'll get information as to all those meetings. So the other thing we have is you can also go to our store, where we have over 300 instruments and technologies. We have sound lounges, sound tables, sound pillows, sound dolphins. We have bass belts. You can also find all types of books, and I've got over 100 CDs. As well, we have a wide range of treatments in the Sound Therapy Center and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. We have over 500 clinical papers that you can check out as well. But the cool thing we're about to launch is the soundtreatmentcenter.com. Soundtreatmentcenter.com. Here we've got live treatments online with the best quality sound you could imagine. Everybody that's a practitioner has to have good mics, and they get training on how to mic everything. And we even have a compressor limiter that we've included to be able to get the very best quality sound there is. So if you want to be a practitioner, all you have to do is go here and log in to sign up as a practitioner under practitioner registration. We haven't launched yet. But as a practitioner, you can still sign up. And then within about a month, we'll be live, and you can get treatments. As a practitioner, you can charge whatever you want. And then we, of course, take a percentage. But then you can get treatments as well with the best quality sound. And there's a lot of information on the site. There's already some practitioners we have signed up. And it's going to be really interesting. There's a lot of videos about sound healing and treatments, actual treatments for different issues that you can already watch on here, for depression and anxiety and grief and opening up the voice. It's worth checking out. Soundtreatmentcenter.com. Okay. I think that's all I wanted to share for that. So today I wanted to talk about the hierarchy of vibration. So a lot of people, when they talk about sound healing, or I tell them about sound healing, they go, oh, I hear frequencies, the whole deal. Well, frequencies, one part of it. It's like my brother said, oh, I like music. It's pretty healing. You know, it can be very relaxing. And music's another part. But there's a whole range of different components that are based on vibration. And I've mapped it out. Basically, it's really music. And There's the frequencies or notes of the music. There's the sounds in the music, which are all the different instrument sounds and vocal sounds. And then there's the musical intervals, which are the relationship between the sounds and frequencies. And then there's musical flow, where you have rhythm. Rhythm will entrain the brain into the same rhythm very quickly. You can see that with EEG. It's also will entrain the heart, synchronize the heart, and sometimes even entrains the breath if it's tuned to a breath, the music. But then there's melody. Melody, along with rhythm, oh my God, can access just about every emotion in the universe, right? And then there's energy, which is really a higher level of vibration that we'll talk about. So you can work at all of these levels, any of these levels, or all of the levels. So what I've realized is, and many spiritual leaders, including Hazrat Inayat Khan, in 1882, well, that's when he was born, in 1900, said, "What makes us feel drawn to music is that our whole being is music. Our mind and body, the nature in which we live is music, the nature which has made us, all that is beneath and around us, it's all music." Many spiritual traditions have said this. And music is not just music. Music is made up of frequencies. It's made up of pitches. It's made up of sounds. It's made up of intervals. So you can work at all of those levels. And when you look at all of those levels in the body, this is the way I think of it. First of all, you've got the cells, which are like the frequencies. A bunch of cells make up an organ, which are timbres or a combination of frequencies. You've got the relationship between all the parts of the body, musical intervals. All the relationship between all the cells, musical intervals. Well, you find the frequency of a cell, and another cell is going to be a very specific musical interval relationship. But really, the most important part is the flow, the musical flow through the body, right? If you don't have good flow through your nervous system, you're going to be shaky. If you don't have good flow through your circulatory system, you could have a heart attack. If you don't have good flow through your digestive system, all types of problems happen. Good flow through a meridian is the whole deal, right? And what we do is we can try and break up the blockages which actually form in the form of frequencies that aren't humming. Frequencies that are chaotic. Like if you have a cell that's kind of fibrillating or falling apart, it's like, based on stress or fear or anger or anxiety, it's like, the cell starts falling apart. And it doesn't receive and transmit the flow. If it's a cancer cell, we can work at the frequency level and actually find its frequency, turn the volume up, and explode it. That's called destructive resonance. And Anthony Hollins shows many videos where they're destroying cancer cells. There's also the group in Israel called, what's their name? Can't remember the name. If you do a search for Operating Room of the Future, you'll find them. And they have ultrasound that will destroy cancer cells. And then you get the flow back. So those blockages aren't there. You can also resonate those parts into flow. So you transform the blockage into coherence so it will receive and transmit the frequencies. You can also get a whole balance, and that's the voice analysis, where we're looking at what frequencies are missing, and you get that frequency back in, so you got a good balance, and now you got flow. It's like vitamin therapy. Missing a frequency of a vitamin, take that vitamin, now you've got a good balance, and now there's flow again. Or you could just resonate flow. Well, That could be like versus rough flow. Or the worst, flow blockage. That's the worst, right? So you could just do smooth flow. Hi, ho, hey, ho. Smooth flow. Or you could just work with emotions of flow, like gratitude. Gratitude's a pretty cool flow. Or you could work with compassion. Love's not a bad flow. But the best flow of all is source or spirit. So flowing, it feels like a whole state of mind or state of being, which is like a frequency. Right? So flow is the definition of health. Smooth flow without blockages is the definition of health. So when you get down to it, it's all about flow. But there are parts that make up the flow. If those parts aren't humming, then you're not going to have flow. And those are the frequencies and pitches and parts, which could be the cells, right? Or even the organ is not humming and it's blocking the flow. So, you know, if you've got cancer, you could work on the actual cancer cell, or maybe you could work on the whole system, flows through the whole system. Maybe there's just not good flow. Or another example, say you got a problem with the heart. Well, you could look at the frequency of the heart and work with that. You could even look at the flow within the heart, the way it actually twists when it pumps in a geometrical pattern. It's a golden mean twist when it actually pumps. Or you could go to the whole circulatory system. Maybe the problem with the heart is not the heart, but it's the circulatory system that it's a part of. And look at the musical flow within that circulatory system, right? So we're looking at all levels in the body. We're looking at all levels. Oh, I'm heading the wrong way. Okay, let me get back to it. So we're talking frequencies, timbres, musical intervals, and music, and energy. Energy is all about flow as well. I mean, if you're connected to spirit, I mean, that's completely about flow. It's about flowing energy. Flow is the definition of health. It's also the definition of peace. So whatever, like some people work at the frequency level. I got my tuning forks. I know what frequency to use. Plop, put it on, right? I'm a tuning fork frequency person. Or I've got my Tibetan bowl. It's a certain tonality. Or the certain tonality of the voice or timbre is like, it's really effective. Or people that work within music. These musical intervals create these emotions which could be really good and perfect for you. Or this musical flow, this rhythm, even this rhythm synchronized to your rhythm could be the deal, right? So now we're talking music, whole level of music. Or there's people that work at the energy level. I'm just going to set my intention and actually heal you with my intention. There are people that do miracles with energy work. And it could be holding an intention through the music the whole time, or it could just be bringing a certain energy of love and light that you live in. If you're living in love and light, just bring that energy to it. And now, I mean, love's the best healer of all, right? So, but here's the deal. If you work at all five of these levels simultaneously, something is going to happen. As I always say, the more ways you lead a horse to water, the more chances it will drink. So let's work at all levels. But we're not just talking physically, because all we've been talking about is physically. We're talking about mentally, Let's get good flow through the mind. So we've actually got good focus. That's the definition of focus, is smooth flow. You're not jumping around, scattered from one thing to another, one thought to another. No, you're staying on track and keeping track of every thought in relation to all the other thoughts. It's like a tree that blossoms with all the different branches. So you can see the whole thing and never lose track, right? Although there's something to say about free-form thoughts, you know, that are just flowing, because often we get really cool ideas from not thinking logically, where we just go free-flowing and just let things come to us. But it's still flow, still flow. Emotions are all about flow. I mean, stuck emotions is death. I mean, a stuck emotion can kill you. If you're going to run a certain emotion over and over and over and over, oh my God, especially a negative emotion that has a chaotic vibration like fear, anger, anxiety. I mean, it will kill you. It's all about letting it go. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, right? Let it go and flow on out. Emotions are all about flow. And then spiritually is flow. As I mentioned, you've got not only have gratitude, compassion, love, and source, but also the frequency of your soul is a completely stable, consistent vibration, totally flowing, so profoundly still and peaceful that when you connect to it, you are also peaceful. So it's all about, but you can look at you know, you could look at the frequency of your soul, or you could look at the flow of your soul. You could look at the frequency of an emotion, or look at it as flow. There's all these different levels you can look at all four of these. Basically, you've got frequencies, timbres, intervals, and music at each of these four levels. It gets really complex. Right? We made it a little simpler for the kids. We call it peace, which is the frequency level. Harmony, which is two or more, relationship level, and the flow, which is the flow level. And so you can look at it physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually at all of these different levels. That's really how the whole system works. But you can take this flow and look at it at a whole nother level. And that would be in nature. In nature, we have atoms, which are like frequencies. We've got molecules, which are simply a bunch of frequencies. And all the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, which are a bunch of frequencies, or what we would call a timbre. Right? But then we've got the relationship between all of the elements, the relationship between parts of an ecosystem, the relationship between the trees, or the trees in relationship to the fungus, right? So there's the musical interval relationships within an ecosystem. But the flow in an ecosystem, the way weather flows or not, the way the energy flows between, like, even different elements within any ecosystem, whether it's an animal that's eating a certain food, or, you know, that gets broken up, so now there's not that food around, or there's some toxins or pollution that gets in the way of the flow. It's all about flow to have a healthy ecosystem. It's interesting when you look at ecosystems and the earth, it's all about flow, and there's no food required, like for people, because the food for the earth is the sun, and that's always there, whereas people hoard food, so then we have that problem that causes problems with flow. There's also emotional toxins that get in the way that can make us sick. And a lot of people say these emotional toxins even affect the weather and all the weather systems and cause things like hurricanes. It's all about flow. I guess hurricanes would be too much flow. Now it's like been bottled up. Now we're getting too much flow. That's kind of funny. Interesting. So we can look at flow from that level, the earth. Any healthy system is all about musical flow. Anything that's alive is about musical flow. So now, if we're looking at flow, we could actually look at the flow through each of the 11 systems in the body, right? Physically, I mean, we're talking about the circulatory, respiratory, muscular system, the skeletal system, all the different systems, endocrine system, they all have flow going through them. So what we're looking at is using an electron microscope to find the actual notes within each of the nodes or spots within each of the 11 systems, and using EKG and EEG to find the rhythm. So now we have the melody for each of the 11 systems with this electron microscope and EKG or EEG. And then we can use needles with frequencies, microcurrents and microcurrent pads, ultrasound, infrared light, and scalar waves, and run that river of flow through each of the 11 systems tuned precisely to you to heal every disease. That's where we're headed. We're also looking at using the electron microscope to map out the musical interval relationships between all of the cells, all 70 trillion cells. Take a little while. I have to use artificial intelligence. And between all of the organs and all of the materials in the body. So now we have the template of perfection based on musical intervals. Even though the frequencies are different from person to person, the relationship between the frequencies, we believe, is the same from person to person. So we're talking the template of perfection of health for a person. Now, you can just do musical flows, right? Let me play for you a song that's got a really nice flow. And this would be Enlightenment. Enlightenment has a very smooth flow to it. So notice the flow as this song plays and how smooth. When we're talking about smooth flow, we're talking about no big jumps. I mean, dance music, you know, you might have a drop, or even rock and roll, it's like, or pop music, it's like da 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 bop bop, right? There's a big jump from one section to another. In sound healing music, the most healing is where there's no big jumps, because that creates a smooth build and a smooth breakdown, which your system goes with better, because that's the way the body works. It doesn't do big jumps. I mean, if a big jump happens, your body just goes, okay, I'm going to smoothly amp up to that. Or if a big jump breaks down, it's going to smoothly break down. When you do a smooth flow of build, dynamic builds and dynamic breakdowns, your body goes with it better. So check this out and notice and feel the flow of this. slow fade is one of the best smooth flows there are. Something that gets softer and softer, maybe slower, slower, lower, and lower, and lower, until you hit the still point. The best part about flows is when they bring you to the still point. And it's interesting because there's still flow, even at the still point. It's still a frequency humming consistently. And that's the definition of peace, a frequency humming consistently, whether it's a stable frequency or a smooth flow. That's peace. So, flow, as you've gotten, is really the whole deal in any healthy system. But we're not just talking about a body, we're talking about nature, we're talking about in all levels of reality, whether it's color, light, geometry, or even intention, the quantum world. So when you look at this whole hierarchy based on color and light, well, you've got your core colors, your primary colors, which are not red, blue, and green. It's red, blue, and yellow, by the way. And then so those are frequencies, right? And now you take those colors and mix them together, and you get all the other colors, which are timbres, combination of frequencies. The relationship between the colors is a musical interval relationship. And you can have very harmonious relationships like pastel, or very dissonant relationships, kind of like metallic relationship, or between red and green. Right? That's kind of a dissonant relationship versus between green and blue. That would be more of a harmonious relationship. So then you can also look at flowing color, animated color, colors that are moving through time, changing over time. And now you've got the flow, the changing colors. It's funny, I never thought about this. The first thing, something just popped into my head, which would be the sun rising, sunsets, sunrises and sunsets, total changing light. It's very, very cool. We love sunrises and sunsets. But then there's the energy. You can add the energy to this flowing light of love or source or, you know, joy or whatever. And now you've got a whole nother level going on. Same with geometry. You can have a circle or a sphere, which is a frequency. You add up a bunch of circles and you get every geometry in the world, which would be a timbre, like the flower of life has every geometry in the universe in it. But then you can have the relationship between two geometries. Or in one geometry, the relationship between two sides, between two edges, or two parts of the geometry, which is a total musical interval relationship. If you've got the relationship between a triangle that's got 3 inches high and 2 inches long on the bottom, then that's a 3-to-2 relationship, which is a musical fifth, a total musical interval. And then you've got flow. You start spinning geometries, it gets really trippy, or you start moving geometry through space, through time. Oh my God, you've got a whole another world, and you add energy to it, love and light, and now it lights. lights it up in a whole nother way. So at all levels of reality, including even the quantum level, you could have an intention that is one frequency, love. I'm going to do a music or a treatment or a concert, and the intention overriding the whole thing is love. Or I could do love wisdom, a combination of frequencies, which is even a musical interval relationship. Or I could do a flowing love. I'm going to be bringing in source energy through my crown, out my heart, earth energy up through my feet, out my heart, the whole time I'm doing this, holding that intention of flow. So even at the quantum level, at where we work with energy and intention, you can have single or a lot, single or many. The truth is, we can look at anything at any level. So I said the cell is like a frequency, right? Well, what if we zoom in on the cell? Now there's a whole flow system within the cell. We can even zoom in on the proteins or the electron or any of the parts of the atom. And then there's flow within the atom, the electrons and you know, all the different components. When you get down to the deepest level, it's really flow. And scientists have shown this. If you zoom in on any part of the body far enough, there's no stuff there anymore. It's all energy flows. I've seen actual, I mean, this is well known in science now. So, but you could also zoom out. You could look at the whole universe and all the flow systems of solar systems flowing around each other, galaxies flowing, stars flowing within galaxies, galaxies going around galaxies, the flow of the Big Bang, which is a huge, massive flow of the entire universe expanding. That's total, incredible flow. But if we zoom out far enough, our universe is a frequency. And they say there are many frequencies or many universes that are different frequencies. Right? So you can always look at the frequency level or the flow level or even the relationship of the parts level. It just depends what level you want to work at. But ultimately, flow is really the whole deal. So let me play another song here. It's got a nice build and then a nice breakdown. This one's Unconditional Love. It's only 5 minutes, 6 minutes. It's got a nice smooth flow. Okay, so enjoy this one. Listen. Thank you. there, build up and break down. Beautiful flow is the torus. When it's flowing, it's one of the most beautiful flows in the universe. They say our entire universe is a torus. One of my other favorite flows is a river. Let me show you a river. Check out this flow. Rivers and flow like that, it's funny, your eye kind of doesn't know where to go, and you have to really just go into the zone and go to a peaceful place to be able to actually really see the whole thing, because your eye kind of wants to jump around, at least mine does. The other interesting thing about flow is if you have a rock in the middle of the river, well, unless it's like a whole bunch of rocks, well, that's going to create a pool just like this, actually. There's a little pool here, right? But the river doesn't go, damn it, there's a blockage. The river simply goes around the rock really smoothly, right? There's very smooth flow around the blockage. So rivers have it down. Again, the river's not going, God damn it, I hate this problem. Right? It's like, no, let's just go around it any way we can and flow on. There's a lot of wisdom in flows in nature. A lot of wisdom in flows in nature. When I think of flow, as far as any treatment, I'm thinking, okay, are they going to work at all levels when I get a treatment? Are they running energy? Are they working at the flow level? If I'm getting a massage, I want them to be really stable and still in their energy. No shakiness. And I want them to do a flow on the body that's like a river. And I want them to do, nice to do, hold an energy of healing. I had this one woman who did affirmations for the first 20 minutes of the massage. It was so beautiful. She's running energy. Right? Same with an acupuncturist. Some are just poking you with needles. Go on to the next person. Others are totally running energy of healing. If I'm going to get any healing modality, spend the time and pay for it, I would like for them to use all levels of vibration. So the horse is totally happy, right? The more ways you lead a horse to water with all levels of vibration, the more chances it will drink of health, healing, love, and light. So hold this energy of flow with all the parts in all levels of your life. Be in the flow. Just be the flow. And hold that energy for at least the rest of the night. The rest of the weekend. Flow through the whole week and the years ahead. lifetimes ahead, so flowing that you're perfectly still and peaceful in every way. Thank you for listening. Take care.